Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Recently, I had the opportunity to attend a lecture given by Dr. Tony Campolo. He's a noted American Christian speaker, and his lecture was thought-provoking and stimulating. But what I remember the most was a throwaway line he used during the question and answer period. I can't remember the question that was asked him, but he laughed and he said that the theology employed by people in our world today could almost be described as a Dracula theology. He then posed the question, what was Dracula afraid of? What are people today afraid of? So let's spend a few moments pondering that question. I think Dr. Campolo's question particularly struck my imagination because when I was younger, I used to love to watch Dracula movies. I can still see Bela Lugosi, Lon Chaney, and my personal favorite, Christopher Lee, portraying that frightening mythical creature. And any devotee of the classic Dracula movies knows that Dracula was frightened by and scared of three things: mirrors, light, and the cross. And I do think Dr. Campolo was spot on when he suggested that these three things are similarly hated and avoided by people, particularly in our Western societies today. It might seem strange to say that people are scared of and even hate mirrors. Our culture is built on vanity, beauty, and glamour. Everywhere you look, you see mirrors. And most people can't even pass by a shop window without taking a quick glimpse of themselves just to make sure they look good. But I think that is the issue with our love-hate relationship with the mirror. We have so many mirrors because we are afraid of letting our true appearance show forth. Why do people sit in front of their mirrors for hours to do their hair, their makeup, to ensure that their garments fit just right? We spend such vast amounts of time in front of our mirrors so that we can cover up our wrinkles, blemishes, scars, warts, etc. The beauty routines that we employ confirm our sinful vanity and our desire for everlasting youthfulness. But we spend all that money and time trying to cover up our deficiencies, which are still there under all those beauty products, and we try and fool others into thinking that we are flawlessly beautiful. We strive for the natural look, but naturally, that look takes hours to attain. I think deep down, our society really does hate mirrors, because mirrors display the truth. They indisputably inform us that we are getting older, getting closer to death. They reveal we are flawed, wrinkled, and marred. Our obsession with mirrors stems from the fact that we do not want to admit that death is stalking us. When we gaze into the mirror, we cannot avoid the fact that because of our sinfulness, the grave awaits us. No, when we look into the mirror, we see that it is a poor reflection upon us. Dracula was also terrified of light. If he was exposed to sunlight, he would die. And our Western culture is also terrified of the light of Christ. We love to perform our evil actions in the dark, behind closed doors, or in secret, where no one can see us for who we really are. We love to display a veneer of goodness, kindness, and compassion, while underneath, we are attempting to suck the life out of everyone in our way. Well, Jesus knew this, and he perfectly describes our human condition in John chapter 3, verses 19 and following. And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people loved the darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light, and he does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But whoever does what is true comes to the light so that it may be clearly seen that his deeds have been carried out in God. Finally, Dracula would do everything that he could to avoid the cross. He couldn't even look at it without cowering in fear. Now, you would think that the cross would be his ally, for it was the instrument of bloodlust of death. But Dracula was no dummy. He knew that although the cross brought death to Jesus, the cross also was the doorway to eternal life. This Christ-filled life was in direct opposition to the soulless, lifeless, cold, and fear-filled life that Dracula attempted to lead. His was not really a life, but a living death. And a living death is a good way to describe how many people live their lives today. They go through the motions, but they know that they are soulless, lifeless, cold, and filled with fear. They do everything in their power to avoid the cross because the message of the cross of Christ terrifies them, for it exposes their failures, sicknesses, and needs. Dracula was frightened of mirrors, light, and the cross, but so is our modern world. We do not want to truly see ourselves for who we are. We want to do our evil under the cover of darkness, and we resent the truth that the cross is the only way to forgiveness and eternal life. Our society is seemingly content living a lifeless death, but do not settle for mere existence. Let the word of Christ display your sinfulness, draw you from the dark into his marvelous light, so that you may worship our Savior at the foot of his cross. Instead, walk in the way of the Christian, the way of deathless life in Christ. Let us pray. Almighty God, merciful Father, since you have wakened from death the shepherd of the sheep, grant us your Holy Spirit, that when we hear the voice of our shepherd, that we may know him who calls us each by name and follow where he leads. Through that same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.